Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. The
Score! We got our guy. We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno.
My guy.
Yeah, we played that game. We played it. And now we get to play the version of the game that I like. It's sort of like the system that I use for saying who are the Bears going to pick. After they make the pick, I write it in. It's like the NCAA tournament. When I fill out my bracket, I can fill out a perfect bracket. Because once the game is over, I write in who won. It's the best system. And that's why I like the system of playing these are your guys. And that way we can tell you everything that Dane Brugler's scouting reports from The Beast have to say about the people the Bears actually selected. On Friday, we brought you the voluminous reports on both Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. And now you can say your guy is Yale tackle. And according to the way it's spelled out here, it says Karan Amegaji. So it's either Karan
Amegaji is, that sounds like more of the, I don't think it's Amegaji. That sounds like apogee.
I know, but this has M-E-H meh in all caps. And everything else is not in caps.
Oh, this says Amegaji with the accent on the G.
Well, he's a bear regardless.
Dang it, Dane, we trusted you.
And here are his strengths. Insane straight line performance blended with effortless acceleration and sports car sharp reflexes. Ooh. Outstanding size, elite length, and body strength profile that can be molded. Clean, efficient movements at the snap with basketball feet and accurate landmark depth. I think it'd be fun if his feet actually looked like basketballs and he's still moving around that way.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Basketball feet. Able to naturally sink his hips and play with bend, keeps his hands reach in front of him to maintain distance with rushers, locks in on the run game and drives his feet, runs the shoot well from a three-point stance, effective second-level blocker to locate, fit, and finish, intelligent, tough, and driven, wants to be great, sought out and trained with NFL offensive line legend Willie Anderson during the 2023 offseason, started double-digit games at tackle and guard. Weaknesses.
I am not a successful adult. I don't eat vegetables and or take care of myself.
Technical approach has improved but remains a work in progress, still learning how and when to adjust his set points based on the type of rusher he's facing. Needs to keep his guard up versus slow-developing rush moves that lull him into setting his feet. Not a polished blocker in terms of angles. Plays physical in the run game but needs to be meaner and impose his will. Suffered a partially torn left quad during practice of October 2023. Required season-ending surgery, which also sidelined him for most of the pre-draft process. Inexperienced. Played only two seasons of high school football and three seasons of college football. In summary, Amegaji is a raw prospect who needs technical and strength work before he sees live NFL reps. But his physical ingredients and competitive drive are the foundational elements that pro coaches want to develop. He projects as a backup left tackle as a rookie who has all the tools to gradually develop into an NFL starter. Had a projected third-round grade of number 87 overall. Ended up in a reasonable range there as third-round 75th overall. He is 6'5", 323, and that is Karan Amegaji. That's one of your guys.
For what it's worth, when Peanut someone announced the pick, he said Amegaji.
Yeah, there's that too.
Okay. I'm not arguing with anybody. I'm not taking a stand here. I'm reading what I have in front of me.
I got some bad news.
What?
There's just a slight entry about Tory Taylor. It's just one.
Okay, but that it's still what we have that says here's your guy.
Well, that there's not strengths and weaknesses and stuff.
Well, because he's a punter.
This is just a line item.
Okay. What do you got?
Do we want to play a drop? Should we play a drop still?
Yeah.
We can give height and weight.
We can make it up.
Okay, we can do that. All right. He's the top rated punter in the Beast. He went to Iowa. Yep, that sounds about right. His grade is fourth round, so that was spot on.
Okay.
His height is 6'3 and just over a half. Weight 223.
Okay.
Hand 9. It's 9.
That's little. That's really little.
I mean, not compared to all these other punters. They had, well, except for Austin McNamara out of Texas Tech, 10 and a half.
Nine is little.
But we don't, do you care about his hands as much as his punting?
No, but you got to catch it.
Oh, this is the worst who's your guy ever. Okay, arm.
What size shoe does he wear?
Yeah, I don't know that.
So would his hand size be a negative then?
I will start a fire in the bathroom.
Yeah, I feel that way right now. Arm size, span 32 and 1/8. Wing 79. How do we feel about that?
Great. Punter wingspan.
Also, aren't we the unofficial show of Australian athletes in Chicago? We got Liam Hendricks. We were the first ones to interview him. So I feel like that's enough of a streak. Shouldn't we also lay claim to trying to interview Tory Taylor first?
Sure. And ask him how he feels about the cassowary.
Also, how he feels about not having a whole entry in the Beast. I guess they had to stop somewhere, you know?
Well, we also know that he was kind of a cult hero at Iowa because their offense was so bad, he ended up being their best weapon. And weren't people wearing T-shirts to games that just said punt?
Hold on. The Iowa offense in and of itself has been quite the spectacle for quite some time.
He mattered there, yes.
So there's that. I feel like I have the Bears entry. Can we do that? That has awards and stuff.
Well, can we also add before you do that, that several people on the Bears beat tweeted this over the weekend, but Kevin Fishbane here over the weekend, new Bears punter Tory Taylor said he got a text from Caleb Williams, quote, hey, you're not going to punt too much here.
I saw that.
He put it out on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the confidence. He's a good hype man. All right, so here's some stuff from the Bears website.
Caleb just texted me before saying, hey, you're not going to punt too much here, which is great, but...
All right, that's neat.
And remember, with the little hands, he's probably your holder, too.
You should ask
him. For place kicks.
He won the Ray Guy Award for the nation's top punter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First Team Associated Press All-American, Big Ten Conference Punter of the Year, First Team All-Big Ten Conference, played in all 14 games, had, 32 inside the 20. Yeah, that's nice. Set the NCAA record for single-season punting yardage with 4,479. Beat a record that had stood since 1938. Set school records for career punts and punt yards. And he's a native of Melbourne, where he played Australian rules football. That's just, the 2023 stuff. Huh? Is that a little bit better?
How about Ryan Poles talking about Tory Taylor now?
Let's do that.
122 took Tory Taylor, punter out of Iowa. Really excited about Tory. One of the best punters I've ever seen, just in terms of his placement, as well as his leg strength to be able to flip the field.
There you go. I think we got a full scouting report out of that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I also think he's not Trenton Gill.
No, you know, Trenton Gill's gone.
So that's good enough for me.
The moment that draft pick happened, I hope Trenton Gill put his house on the market.
You know what this is? This is a draft flex.
Yeah, of course, and taking a punter in the fourth round, you know what it often is, too? A mistake.
Right,
but we'll see.
But right now, it's a flex. Ryan Paul's like, my draft's so
who
good.
Was the,
watch
who
this.
Was
punter!
Who was the Cal punter where we talked about him? We had a scout on the air. In like 2000, this guy out of Cal, Nick, God, he's going to kill me. And the scout told us, this guy's got a pitching wedge for a foot. He can put it anywhere he wants. He can spin it like he's dropping a golf ball onto the green. And he got drafted, and they cut him.
Now listen.
And he ended up playing, and he played for like 6 teams.
Oh, this is Nick Harris.
Nick Harris!
He was drafted in the fourth round by the Broncos. This was in 2001.
2001, yes. And we had a scout on the. He was the magic punter. No one's ever seen anything like this before. Absolutely worth a fourth round pick.
Drafted in the fourth round by the Denver Broncos,
yes!
Where he was later waived.
They cut him because he was bad.
In 2001, the Bengals signed him off waivers. He was released during the 2003 season.
Dan, I need you to learn the phrase, don't let one loss beat you twice.
I know the phrase.
But
I'm just wary of magic punters.
Is anybody calling him magic?
Well, this guy. He does things no one's ever seen before.
Like,
he can
successfully
punt. Punt it into a. Just be good at punting. Just be good. Be good at holding. Be good at punting.
That's someone's guy, Tory Taylor.
Next up is Austin Booker, edge rusher from Kansas. He is 6'4.5", 253. Strengths.
He's a yak machine.
Yak machine. Long.
That's amazing.
Long-limbed, rangy athlete with room to pack on more muscle. Uses elongated strides to quickly cover ground as a pass rusher or out in
space.
On perimeter plays, sprints downhill to threaten the corner.
Are you threatening me? He needs teepee.
But can also work back inside with spins or lateral slides. And electric slides. Can plant and dip the corner to flatten to the quarterback. Plays with force
in his hands. Ooh, maybe he's like Emperor Palpatine. Is it the force in your hands where you have the blue lightning? Because that would be really cool.
I'm so annoyed and by now, his character arc now.
Young quarterback, you will die. Well, he's just got the force in his hands.
If he had the force in his hands, wouldn't he be higher than, say, fifth round?
He has a stutter bull and long arm stab. Okay. To put blockers on their heels. Effective club swim move.
Ooh.
As long as the kids are out of the pool. And he started to introduce better deception with his counters, including jabs, hesitation, and ghost moves.
Just means you don't tuck somebody back.
Takes contain responsibilities seriously. Bends knees and naturally unwinds from blocks to find his way to the football. Works hard to not lose sight of the football.
That's good. We need one of those.
You shouldn't have to work that hard. Like, that should kind of come naturally, I guess.
I'm sorry, have you seen the last few seasons?
And especially the guy he's kind of replacing on the roster in Dominique Robinson, right? That means old Dominique is probably done. Length gives him a large tackling radius, helping him make shoestring stops and potatoes. Has pursuit speed to track down ball carriers away from the line of scrimmage. Weaknesses.
Technically, I'm homeless.
Yes.
Reminders of his inexperience appear all over his tape. Doesn't have ideal body mass, especially in his lower half, on his high-cut, lanky frame, and needs to continue developing his play strength. Upfield gait, which is misspelled here, should be G-A-I-T, shows hints of straight-line stiffness. Struggles to unleash his length versus blockers who close space quickly and don't give him a runway. Needs to dial back the wasted movements mid-rush and be more efficient. Pops upright in his spin move. Undisciplined tackler once he reaches the backfield. Needs to cut down on the misses. Also had several roughing the passer and targeting flags. Can be uprooted by double teams and needs to better drop his anchor versus downhill attacks. Inexperienced dropping into space!
In space!
Only one season of production and consistent on-field reps. The summary. Booker is lacking in body mass and overall experience, but he's an ascending player with the ability to maximize his athletic traits and body length and force with proper biomechanics. With his tools and instincts, he projects as a rotational player in year one with the potential to become an impact starter. A third round, number 78 overall grade on former Kansas, now Bears edge rusher Austin Booker.
Hold up. Third round and he dropped to the fifth?
Yep. Third round, number 78 overall.
Interesting.
Which is interesting because that means in what was not considered a deep draft, scouts had him on the good side of this draft.
Yeah.
Even though he was taken on the bad side.
Interesting.
Could be good. Could be an object lesson in there because sometimes what you say about a draft is wrong.
So for those who said the Bears really focused on, they didn't like the lack of focus on defense. They've been doing that for several drafts now. I feel like it was about time the offensive picks, well, depending on how you judge the punter, outnumbered the defensive ones.
The 219 about this thing about focusing on the football, that's your main job. One job. Focus, everyone, please, on the football.
Well, additionally, 773 is correct. The city will get your body mass up quickly. Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, if you're doing it right.
We have food.
Absolutely. I need another one of those Red Hot Ranch burgers. Have you had one?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've heard good things.
They put crack in them or something. Like, they're fantastic. And they wrap them up very nicely and present them very nicely. Maybe I'll do that tonight. Maybe I'll make pasta for everybody else, and then I'll go order a bunch of burgers. That'd be kind of a baller move, wouldn't it?
That is fun.
Here you go. Here's your dinner.
Look at you, Ryan Poles of your dinner.
My dinner's over here. My dinner's on the field. So that is Here's Your Guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.